You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Additional items and human remains were found in a remote Washington area that could belong to Travis Decker. He's the father accused of killing his three young daughters before disappearing into the woods. Chilling County Sheriff Mike Morrison says the first items were found Thursday afternoon with the help of a drone.
Collecting those items, we have since sent them off to the Washington State Patrol's crime lab. We're hopeful that we'll get those results back soon.
Members of a key vaccine advisory panel appointed by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voted Friday to make the COVID shot optional and leaving it up in the air whether insurance will pay for it. The Senate voted down a House resolution that would have kept the government running past the end of the September budget deadline. President Trump Friday not optimistic the bill will pass by the end of the month.
You could very well end up with a closed country for a period of time.
Democrats have their own version of the resolution that would preserve Affordable Care Act benefits. This is ABC News. A federal judge struck down President Trump's $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times.
Donald Trump's lawyers suffered a setback on Friday in his attempt to sue the New York Times and a book publisher for allegedly engaging in a campaign to damage his reputation ahead of the 2024 election. A federal judge in Florida threw out the lawsuit because it lacked a concise argument why Trump should prevail in the suit. Instead, the judge rebuked Trump's lawyers for using the court as, quote, a platform to rage against an adversary. The judge said the lawsuit was, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible, and gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile their complaint. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Homeland Security says three protesters were arrested at a demonstration at an ICE processing facility in Broadview outside of Chicago. For the second time this year, Microsoft says it's increasing the price on Xbox consoles. The company points to changes in the macroeconomic environment. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy and humid conditions today. Spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, especially from midday on, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers will taper off, mostly cloudy with fog moving in, a low of 58. Sunday, maybe some peaks of sunshine, mild with a shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 75. Sunday night, a chance of showers with a low of 57. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, some may be strong to severe with a high of 77. Then Tuesday, plenty of clouds with a few showers moving in and a high temperature at 73 degrees. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The lady came from Baltimore, and all she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and I married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all that that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none.
There wouldn't be no Santa Claus. Or look what the storm just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids.
Thank God if there's magic for a while. Special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why?
The nearest thing to heaven is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why? I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids. There's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why?
Thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for his guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Babe, you're getting closer. The lights are going dim.
can feel.
Waiting to be mended.
and have what's left of the pieces put back in place.
Her love was like a fortress around a man she would have died for, taking care to take care of all he needed. But the lady's fortress slowly turned into a prison, and the warning signs he gave she never heeded. She vowed every morning that what God joined together, no one else in the world could put apart. Then the walls came tumbling to the ground, and her left of the pieces put back in place.
That's music to start your weekend. Wake up, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. 5:17 is the time. Thanks for checking in. We've had a few people call, a couple Facebook requests coming in. We'll get to those in a little bit. And I just got off the phone with Coach Dillon. Great talking with him. However, I had a bit of a flashback. I thought maybe I had missed a practice.
WRCO. This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., Auction Specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one-bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax four-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor. large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point, LLC.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Join us this morning at 8:30 for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Prime Mover from WRCO-FM. Brought to you by Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, and All American Do It Center. Prime Mover every Saturday morning at 8:30 from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com.
Fourth down. Shep back to throw. He's in trouble. Rolls to the near side. Gets away and follows a nice block. And he's going down the sideline. Shep cuts inside. First down. Keeping it going. Down around the goal line. He's close. He's got a touchdown. What a run on a scramble by Jaden Shep. And the Hornets take the lead. My, oh, my.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Last night in an SWC football conference matchup, Platteville and Richland Center scored a combined 69 points on a night where the weather threatened the entire game. Phil Nee was there.
Shep is back to throw from the 25, pump short. Pretty good blocking there, and now they're finally going to come after him. Shep on the near side throws it on the run, and it is going to be one-handed snag by Brady Dosh. What a grab. Dosh down the sidelines, going, and gone. Brady Dosh, what a catch, one-handed here on the near side. That makes the highlight reel.
Platteville ran past Richland Center 47-22 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference football Friday night. The Hillmen broke open a close game to improve to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the league. Richland Center dropped to 2-3 and 1-2. The story of the game was Platteville's senior running back Tyler Sass, who was a part of 5 touchdowns, and he kicked 4 extra points. Platteville led 7-0 after the first on an 8-yard run by Sass. The Hornets drove to the Platteville 11-yard line before turning it over on downs, and on the next possession, drove to the Hillman 6-yard line before failing to convert on fourth down. Platteville took over, and the Hornets' Jaden Shep tackled the running back in the end zone for a safety. After the ensuing kick came back to the Hornets, Shep capped off the short drive when the quarterback scrambled for a 19-yard touchdown. Leif Morris kicked the extra point, and Richland Center held the lead at 9-7. The advantage lasted less than a minute as the Hillman quarterback Brody Digman threw a pass to Jerron Blevins. The play covered 49 yards for a touchdown. The visitors would score again with just over a minute to play before halftime. Tyler Sass ran 11 yards and kicked the extra point to make make it 21-9 at halftime. In the second half, Sass would run for a 50-yard touchdown, a two-yarder, and he caught a screen pass from Brody Digman that would cover 69 yards and a score. Digman also had a strike to Myron Ryder that covered 18 yards and a touchdown. With Platteville up 47-9, the continuous clock began to run in the fourth quarter. In that time, Richland Center picked up two late touchdowns, a 38-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep, and a Shep to Brady Dosh strike. Dosh made a great one-handed catch to cap off the scoring on a 67-yard play. Leif Morris kicked the extra point to make the final score 47-22. Following the win, Platteville will prepare for the sixth week of the season with a home showdown against New Glarus. Richland Center will play at River Valley for the Blackhawks' homecoming game. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from last night, River Valley over Lancaster 35-28, New Glarus a 42-14 win against Broadhead Judah. Scenic Bluffs, Cashton hit the road to play at Ithaca, and Cashton hung on for a 20-6 win. Bangor with a shutout win over Nisida 49-0, Brookwood 42, New Lisbon 6, and Royal got by Hillsboro 28-22. From the SWAL, River Ridge shut out Riverdale 30-0, Potosi-Cassville 60, Boscobel 0. Waseca Seneca with a 28-0 win over Pecatonica Argyle, Cuba City 28, Southwestern 16. Darlington picked up a 49-13 win over Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg, and Mineral Point 33, Belleville 14. Other finals, Westby 30, Viroqua 6, Adams Friendship got by Mauston 20-6. Sauk Prairie 39, Lakeside Lutheran 20, Onalaska a 51-13 win over Baraboo, and Eastland over Fenimore 30-18. Reedsburg and Holman will resume their game today. It was tied at 14 apiece at half when Lightning moved in, stuck around long enough to postpone the game until today. In A-player football, a couple of big shutouts. Highland over Kickapoo LaFarge, 44-0. North Crawford, a 56-0 win over Monticello. And Belmont downed Waniwak Weston, 32-26.
All-American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All-American Do-It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running a while, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Well, I don't know
say. Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby.
What a great way to wake up on a weekend. Red Sovine and Webb Pierce on Country and Community. The Warts Floor and Home Thermometer showing 61 with some light fog in the area. So use a little extra caution today.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus, he put me to bed with a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Then Daddy came in to kiss his little man, with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. He talked about honor and things I should know. Then he'd stagger a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those were Hank in Tennessee. I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Well, nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does. You ain't afraid if you're washed in the blood like I was. Smell of Cape jasmine through the window screen. John R. and the Wolfman kept me company. By the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee. I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? When I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street, and I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like a man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those are boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee. I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old boys like me?
Saturday night, September 20th, it's class reunion night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In.
Showing will be the 1980s classic 16 Candles, and the all-new Spinal Tap 2 is the second of the double feature. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be on hand for the event, broadcasting live from 5:30 until showtime around 7:30. If you bring your senior picture, entry fee will only be $2 to see the movies. Don't worry that anybody else will see it, just the person at the gate. It's not that funny. Bring your senior picture and get in for $2 Saturday night, September 20th at the Starlight 14 Drive-In, showing 16 Candles, Spinal Tap 2, and be there for Those Were the Days. 2-hour pregame show. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing trivia, and who knows what we'll talk about.
Something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to have to drag me away from one emotion.
Thanks ever so much for making WRCO-FM part of your weekend. Wake up, alert, floor, and home thermometer. The great folks at Works letting you know it's 61.
The only time I feel pain is in the sunshine and the rain. Couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain.
When I lie, it only hurts me when I cry.
teardrops fall. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
WRCO.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive, while LS tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS tractors. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., auction specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by auction specialists and Mineral Point LLC.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. Ring of fire.
Talking dirty for a week, or maybe two. I'm gone on a diet. drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. Now you smile at me, and before I knew, I was head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
You can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that. Destiny, call it love at first sight, call it meant to be, I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like that.
Steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
And you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that. Can turn your world around just like that.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Like that.
Now you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Just like that.
Neil McCoy, as we work towards 6 o'clock, we'll have a news update from the ABC News Network that comes your way at the top of the hour. We'll have a look at weather following that as well. Farm news is up next.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there and many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till early dawn, hoping that you're lonely and you miss me too, hoping just by chance that I'll get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere above.
Reynolds. Wells Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Corn and hog futures ended Friday's session mixed. Soybeans closed lower, cattle finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Steins focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. They are watching the U.S. harvest and planting weather in South America. Really, the big bearish factor for beans continues to be the lack of new crop demand from China. A call between President Trump and President Xi on Friday was focused on tech issues, not ag trade. November beans were 12 lower at 1025 and a half. January was down 11 and three quarters at 1044 and three quarters. October bean meal was a dime lower at 282.90, and October bean oil was down 54 points at 50.03. Corn was mixed, mostly fractionally lower, monitoring the U.S. harvest and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Unknown destinations bought more than 205,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. The announced sales total for the week topped 465,000 tons. December corn was up a quarter at 424. March was down a quarter at 441 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch U.S. winter wheat planting, with rain in the forecast for hard and soft red winter growing areas. Globally, wheat's monitoring development weather in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago was 1¾ lower at 522 and a half. December Kansas City was 2¾ lower at 507 and a quarter. December Minneapolis was down 4¼ at 567 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up, expecting a bullish USDA cattle on feed report, which was out after Friday's close. The numbers are very close to expectations and continue to reflect the historically tight ready numbers. How much of a bullish influence it's going to be, though, is questionable. October live was up $1.20 at $233.57. December was $1.57 higher, $235.72. October feeder cattle were up $2.37 at $354.10. November was $3.70 higher at $350.92. And hogs were mixed, mostly modestly higher on spread trade, their discount to the cash index, and the higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value. Gains, though, were at least somewhat limited by the steady to sharply lower cash during the session. October was up 50 cents at $97.97. The December lean hog contract on Friday was down 7 cents at $87.62. And now for cash livestock, here's Kellen Havikin. Kellen?
Thanks, John. The end of the week had some busy cash cattle trade, and that spilled over into Friday, with some deals in Nebraska marked at $237. More bids were on the table in all three major feeding areas, but were passed. Asking prices were around $242 plus in the south and $372 plus in the north. And now Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has a look at what happened at sale barns throughout the state.
Overall this week, probably going to call the market mostly 5 to 10 lower. There wasn't a lot of real good comparisons. And then if we talk about, some of those lightweight, unweaned, unworked calves, some of those saw discounts of, $30, $40 lower even. But looking at some of the stick out bigger drafts that we did have this week, 23 head of 553 pound steers at Lolly's Livestock Market brought 460, the statewide average this week on those heavy 5-weight steers at 429. Tyna Livestock Auction, they sold 24 head of 601-pound steers at 446. Kingsville, they had 29 head of 672-pound steers that brought 430. Joplin Regional Stockyard sold 40 head of 709-pound steers at 391. The weighted average price on those light seven weights at $380 now. Mocan Livestock Market in Butler, they sold two full loads of 772-pound steers at $380. Joplin had a load of 839-pound steers at $368. And then 315 head of steers averaging 888 pounds went through Joplin on Monday at $362. Taking a look at the heifers this week. 25 head of 545-pound heifers at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market brought $430.50. The average statewide on those light five-weight heifers this week at $396. Then Windsor Livestock Auction, they had several consignments of some six-weight heifers that brought some pretty impressive prices this week. 180 head of 615-pound heifers at $395.
Thanks, Tony. Early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were mostly $3 higher. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs is $59.95, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $76.68. For John Perkins, I'm Kellen Havikin.